Tell me about the Concord Thursday Night Rides. What type of rides does your group do and who is involved?
Our family, like, so Justin and I, we, like, if we leave the house, we don't want it to be for less than double-digit miles, right? Like, we like nice, long rides, really, like, Concord, Pleasant Hill, Walnut Creek. We grew up here. You know, we've lived here. We started our family here. And so 2 years ago, we rode to Farmers Market every Thursday by ourselves. Just, you know, him, me, our newborn, his parents sometimes, my mom sometimes, just to get out of the house. And it was still kind of that tail end of COVID where, you know, things outside were recommended. You know, we wanted to get out of the house with the baby, but, you know, Farmers Market's great because there's food, there's music. It seems like kind of an easy thing to do. And so for last year, when we started the ride, we were like, we're going to ride to Farmers Market anyways. You know, we take our bikes out of town. When we got really serious about them, we bought a truck. But there's enough people, you know, that we've met locally who we think would kind of come and hang out and ride with us. And so the ride really started, and this is part of why, you know, Concord is in the title, is because it was centered around Concord Farmers Market, the music and market series. And the first week, we had 20 people, and everyone is somebody who was like a friend of ours. And so we were like, if nobody shows up because of the promotion of this ride, at least like we've got our friend behind us, right? And we just kind of grew organically from there. So over the summer, Justin actually made a new flyer every week based on the band that was coming to Farmers Market. And then we started hearing people say, like, well, I don't even care who's playing. Like, I'm just trying to ride and hang out. And then, you know, people started bringing friends. And, you know, we were really lucky when East Bay Bike Party did the Iron Horse Trail ride, because it got a lot of people out here to what is actually the start and end of our ride, the Pleasant Hill BART station. And so as you kind of talk to people before and during stop and bike parties, you know, you're like, are you local? Like, did you have to come out here from wherever? And so people who said that they were more local, we made it a point to tell them about our Thursday night rides. We're like, we actually meet up here, we host a ride, you should come check it out. And so a lot of people organically learned about us through that East Bay bike party that happened on this part of the East Bay. And then I think the other part of it is just kind of this intersection of kind of the stretch bike slash like custom cruiser community and the BMX community, having folks who kind of ride both, who kind of know different people from different areas, started bringing friends. And now we have folks who actually lead other rides, like the Traffic Boys out of Oakland is a great example, who come and they help us off traffic. You know, they bring friends and they tell people about it. You know, Justin's birthday actually fell on a Thursday over the summer, and it was one of our biggest rides. It was like 85 riders at that time, which was like early days for us, because, you know, we as our family, like Justin and I, like our toddler, we kind of ride for everybody. Like, he, you know, we're like, hey, have bikes, we'll travel. Doesn't matter who it is. Like, if it seems like a great route, if it seems like somewhere fun that we would like to ride, like, we want to do that. And so people have kind of returned that back to us. And I think it's really nice that there's something local that folks can do on a weeknight. A lot of people BART in, a lot of folks drive in, and just, like, because we're at kind of this safe, like, spot, you know, that's well lit and, you know, staffed by BART agent, that they feel okay driving in and leaving their car here, you know, that we always opt for food, so everybody kind of breaks bread together. And then we usually end up 18 to 20 miles on like a Thursday night, which I always think is pretty impressive. But people just like want to ride. And so as Farmers Market was winding down, we were like, keep the ride going, do we just sort of do pop-up from now on? And people were like, if you guys keep it going, we'll keep coming.
No,
Yeah,
that's
and so now here it is. You know, this week is, I think, the second time we canceled ever since last June because of weather.
and the first time it was weather too.
Yeah, we had one other weather cancellation right around Thanksgiving, where it was just miserable and gross outside. And while people do ride, you know, in inclement weather, and especially folks who use bikes as, you know, their main method of transportation, like for us, we don't feel like riding when it's pouring rain is on. And so if the weather's too bad, then we'll call it. We also don't ride like on our own on other nights the weather's too bad either. But, you know, I'm really proud of the consistency of the group. And, you know, we still more often than not will end up at Todos Santos. So, you know, Concord Thursday night is still very much alive, but we'll also also go, you know, out into Danville or out Lafayette or kind of explore more through Walnut Creek. And then again, you know, making sure that folks have somewhere really great to stop and eat kind of midway through the ride before we make the return back.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Who's involved? You mentioned you, your husband, Justin, you mentioned the Traffic Boys. Who's involved in the group ride?
Yeah, I mean, so Justin is, you know, he started it all. He's the one who kind of leads us every week. We have folks who don't really have affiliation. You know, we've had folks who have, you know, ridden with Rich City Ride, though. Maria, not sure if you're familiar with her, she actually led a ride over the Richmond Bridge trying to save the pedestrian walkway there. So her goal, you know, with that had been 1,000 riders over the Golden Gate or the Richmond Bridge. We have folks who we met through other community rides, come down from Santa Rosa. So folks are part of the Santa Rosa Taco Tuesday ride. People who, you know, we've just kind of met through the community. We started a Facebook page, you know, people will post about us on Nextdoor, and then we always try to respond and say, hey, here's who we are, here's what we do, come meet us. If we see people just passing the barcation with bikes, we make it a point to talk to them. And then again, just people who come and ride regularly will share the flyers. And so, and all of the flyers are digital. Most of this is done through Facebook and Instagram. And then, you know, they'll share it out. And so friends of theirs or other people who ride will kind of see it through social media and come out. Usually when folks come out, they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't have enough. What makes you most excited about the Concord Thursday Night Ride?
I mean, for us, it's like the start of our week, right? Like, I really love, you know, that we've started it around this community event that we were doing anyways. But the friendship and the camaraderie that's come from, you know, these people that we see regularly, like you start to learn about people, you get to see other cool bikes. You have one family who rides with their high school aged son who just did a 3-minute short documentary on bike life. And a lot of his footage came from our Thursday night ride. Mm. You know, we've had people get flats on the middle of the ride where, you know, everyone kind of comes together and makes sure they're able to get back to the ride safely. We have people who kind of choose to join or drop out on different parts of the ride, but we don't intentionally leave people behind. Like, we've had people come on their first ride, you know, and they've got flat tires and they're riding in third gear the whole time. And they're like, oh my God, this is awful. I'm so out of shape. And, you know, they keep coming back because they kick their bike into first gear and pump their tires up. And they're like, hey, I'm feeling like a new woman. I just love, you know, the people on Thursdays, like Instagram just going up like, hey guys, it's Thursday, like can't wait to get together, the weather's great today, like super excited for tonight, where are we going, what are we eating, like you can just tell that it's something that everyone looks forward to, and it's people that you may not have necessarily met like any other way, but somehow it worked. Like, you know, I ride with a bait, right? So I tow our almost 2-year-old toddler, and someone on the ride will always stay behind me to make sure that, like, the baby's not, you know, the end of the pack. You know, we have solo riders, especially women, like, we look out for each other. I especially try to make sure I know all of the women on our ride because I feel like, one, it's still very much, like, a very male-driven, like, sport, right? And so I'm always excited when there's more gals and I want them to feel safe and comfortable and coming back, but I also want them to know that, like, everybody on this ride is looking out for you. Like, when you're here, you're part of this family. Like, you know, whatever you do the rest of the week, cool, that's your business, but like on Thursdays, like this is a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite place to bike around and why?
Oh man, when the weather's nice, we love the Iron Horse Trail. Like, we're really lucky, we have great trails here. And to be fair, I call all of them interchangeably Iron Horse. So I'm talking Contra Costa Canal, Ignacio Valley Canal. To me, they're all Iron Horse. I particularly love the ride from Walnut Creek to Danville. It's one of the first like longer distance rides we did. It's about 20 miles round trip. It's also the route that we did for the first, like, large ride that Justin hosted by himself, which had about 250 riders last ring. So that route specifically for me is always kind of special. But I also love that we can leave the house with kind of no plan and somehow knock out, you know, 10 to 12 miles in what feels like our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and if he gets new ideas, usually the two of us or a small group of people will kind of test it out and see, you know, if it works. And sometimes we'll hit a dead end and we're like, oh, gotta turn around. And, you know, I just see that as more miles, right? I'm not like, oh my God, I can't believe we hit a dead end. It's like, well, that's an extra half a mile I wouldn't have had otherwise. I also track all of our rides. And so, you know, I am always like impressed with our mileage on, you know, a certain ride or in a given line, just because I think that it's something that's fun and interesting. And when, you know, we first started riding, every month I would look at our miles and I would look on my Google Maps and see what kind of fell into that same distance. So it was like, hey, this month, you know, we rode from here to Santa Barbara. Did I really? No, but it was like something cool and interesting and like a unique way to contextualize how much time we're spending outside. You know, and then we had a baby, like I said, almost 2 years ago, and it was really important for us to figure out how to integrate him into this lifestyle that we had really like cultivated for ourselves. And so right at 6 weeks, he was in a baby trailer and we've never looked back. So it's not even for me like aware. It's just like the fact that it's something that we figured out as a family, like, is really special.
That is, any events or activities coming up that you would like to tell folks about?
Yeah, I mean, one, like every Thursday, we're out here, you know, Pleasant Hill Park, 5:30 p.m. Dustin is also hosting his second annual ride visit on Saturday, April 20th. It's going to be in Palo Alto, and we're starting at the Shoreline Amphitheater and riding through the Googleplex to the Stanford University campus. So it is a little bit of a trek. You know, people are figuring out how to do public transit. You know, Caltrains goes down there. People are making a weekend of it. There's San Jose Bike Party the Friday before, you know, so if people want to stay in the South Bay for the weekend. But this will be his second annual ride called the Invasion. And the point is just to get, you know, people outside and to do these big fun rides and explore somewhere new. And so that's an epic thing that kind of we are putting together. But other than that, we just, you know, every Thursday we do pop up periodically. So, you know, we'll do a Taco Tuesday ride and go check out different taquerias around, you know, the Tri-City area. So, you know, if people are interested, just keep an eye on the Facebook page, especially like where Dustin is the most active with sharing. And I would say unless you see that it canceled, like assume that we're happening. And again, like we've canceled twice only since, you know, last May when we started, and it's only because of the inclement weather.
If you had to boil it down to what makes the rides so special, what are the top things you'd say that make it?
Yeah, I think one, the people, and what I've always said is that to me, it's really interesting that it'll be people's first or second ride, and they're blocking traffic. They're checking in on people. Like, immediately, there's this sense of community that I think, one, rides that are significantly larger, right? Like, so if you look at a bike party, for example, right, you've got a few hundred people. And San Jose Bike Party is where we got our start. Like, we love San Jose Bike Party. Like, the miles are great. It's always somewhere cool and different, but there's been times where I couldn't tell if I was in the middle, the beginning, or the end of the pack because there was like such a large gap between kind of pockets of riders. But I think because we are, you know, a little bit smaller, we always look like a large group, especially for a Thursday night. And so everyone kind of intentionally makes sure that nobody is too far behind or, you know, gets lost. And so I think it's so interesting that people feel this sense of ownership over the ride, like so soon after they start doing it. And I think that that's really cool.
Who should join the Concord Thursday night ride?
Well, we say it's family friendly, so everybody. But definitely, you know, people who want to get out of the house and have a good time and, you know, maybe dust off a skill they haven't used in a while. They don't say it's like riding a bike for nothing. You know, there always will be a pretty decent amount of miles, but I think the food stuff especially kind of gives people a chance to like take a breath and get their bearings and finish the back half. We also will do things like if people want to keep going, come this way. If you want to head back to BART and call it a night, you know, go this way and we'll see you next week. But really, like anyone who feels like, you know, maybe riding by themselves is a little bit scary. They want something that's like fun and light, but still feels like you're, you know, putting the miles behind you. Like, this is the ride for you.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I mean, I hope that the love that we have for, you know, for riding and for this ride specifically, like, shows to people who join it. because we just, you know, we were really lucky to kind of make a community out of other riders when we first started getting into it. And it's just kind of grown from there. And I don't know if you've noticed, but at no point do I call myself a cyclist. That's really important to me to clarify that by no means, you know, am I a cyclist. I ride a converted single-seat stretch cruiser with a baby. And I log a lot of miles with it, but, you know, I'm not an endurance athlete. And so I really think that it is for everybody. And I think the other thing that's cool about kind of bike life in general is the type of bike that you ride is not relevant, right? Like, you know, obviously we hang out with a lot of other people who ride these stretch cruisers, who ride custom bikes, you know, and when people will see them for the first time, it's a little bit intimidating. They're like, oh my God, I'm over here on my like hybrid or whatever. But if you think that your bike is cool, everyone else is like, wow, that's awesome. Like, cool, glad you're here. And so, like, don't be intimidated by things that you see that are maybe like different or unique. You know, we have people that ride tall bikes. We have a guy who sometimes will do our ride on roller skate. Like, if you've got wheels and you feel like you've been logged, you know, 15 to 18 miles, like, please come out and join us.